In 1997, Stephanie Yvette George went to trial in Pensacola on a relatively minor drug charge, but it was her third offense, so when she was convicted, she was sentenced to the mandatory minimum sentence, life in prison. Now, 16 years later, Stephanie received word that she will soon be released from prison.
She was almost speechless with joy. She could hardly speak through the tears of joy.
That is Thomas C. Tim Means, a partner in the firm Kroll & Mooring in Washington, D.C. He took on Stephanie's case pro bono a couple of years ago and was able to call her Thursday afternoon at the federal prison in Tallahassee and tell her the news. President Obama commuted her sentence. She will be released from prison on April 17th. In all, the president commuted the sentences of 8 people and granted pardons to 13 others. Means said the odds against Stephanie were long.
I've been hoping that this day would come. It's always a long shot. You know, there are over 8,000 of these that are currently pending, petitions for clemency, and very few get granted. I was so disappointed last year when the holidays came and went, and she was not granted clemency. I was really hoping, because she's such a deserving case.
Stephanie George was a single teenaged mother who managed to graduate high school and become certified as a hairdresser, but she became romantically involved with men who dealt drugs and who sometimes helped support her family. In 1993, she was first sentenced to probation, then later spent 9 months in Escambia County Jail with work release for a pair of minor drug charges. When she was released, she continued her involvement with a dealer who was also the father of her second child. Police arrested the pair along with other co-conspirators. Drugs and money were found in Stephanie's home. At her sentencing, Judge Roger Vinson said he wished he could give Stephanie a lighter sentence, but his hands were tied. Stephanie's attorney, Tim Means, reads from the trial transcript.
Even though you have been involved in drugs and drug dealing for a number of years, this is him talking to Stephanie at the sentencing, with a number of partners and associates, your role has basically been as a girlfriend and bag holder and money holder, but not actively involved in drug dealing. So certainly, in my judgment, it does not warrant a life sentence. Nevertheless, I am required by law to impose such a sentence, and I do.
Mandatory minimums, the so-called three strikes you're out laws, have come under attack in recent years because of cases like Stephanie's. Means said that while they may have been well-intentioned, the laws have had unintended consequences.
And so they passed these laws to try to standardize sentencing, but unfortunately, as experience has shown, you can't standardize sentencing that way. You need to take account of individual culpability, individual circumstances.
And for now, Stephanie George's circumstances have taken a huge turn for the better.
Her sentence runs out April 17, and then she will be a free woman. And I'm sure that her family will be there at the prison that day to meet her and to escort her back to a life of liberty that she's lost these last 16 years, and the opportunity to watch her kids grow up.
When she gets out of prison, Stephanie George will be under 10 years of supervised release. Among the other prisoners receiving good news Thursday were Clarence Aaron of Mobile, Alabama, who also had his sentence commuted, Charlie Lee Daniels of Wetumpka, Alabama, and Martin Allen Hatcher of Foley, Alabama, each received presidential pardons. Of the 21 people who were given some form of clemency this week, 14 were convicted of drug charges. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.